This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. These are, as we know, tenuous economic times in Spain. The government in Madrid is just about as close as you can get to asking for a bailout from the European Union without actually saying the words bailout. That would seem to make it not such a great moment for a big chunk of Spain to threaten independence, but that is what we're talking about here. The region of Catalonia is headed for snap elections next month, and the regional government in Barcelona is promising a vote on separation. Christopher Worth has more now on the economics of Catalan independence.
The bad blood between Catalonia and the rest of Spain goes back centuries. The Catalans lost their sovereignty in the early 1700s. In the 20th century, they suffered under Spanish dictator Francisco Franco. These days, the old rivalry plays out symbolically on the soccer field. At a bar near Barcelona's main stadium, fans look up at a TV and cheer as they watch Catalonia's FC Barcelona take on Madrid. Outside, Maria Lomascolo sells Catalan flags. She says for many Catalans, FC Barcelona is more than just a team. It represents Catalonia's aspirations for independence.
Playing against Madrid is like playing against the government of Madrid. So it's very heavy. Here, it's very important for Catalan people.
What's reignited these separatist feelings? In a word, money. Catalonia is one of the country's most prosperous regions. Every year, it sends about $20 billion in taxes, roughly 8% of its GDP, to Spain's central government in Madrid. From there, the money's redistributed to poorer parts of Spain, like the south. Jaume Ventura of the Center for Research in International Economics in Barcelona says many Catalans feel cheated.
For every dollar that the Catalan spends on taxes, 43 cents do not come back. Now, that's quite a bit of money.
Money Catalonia wants to keep so it can solve its own problems. The Catalan government is over $50 billion in debt. It's struggling with the same budget shortfalls as the rest of Spain. And this year, it took a $6.5 billion bailout from Madrid. But Spain's central government doesn't want one of the country's wealthiest regions just setting off on its own. It says a referendum for independence is unconstitutional. Members of the Spanish military have even threatened to intervene. Javier Diaz Jimenez is with the IESE Business School in Madrid.
There's going to be a bad divorce, so there's going to be bad feelings generated on both sides. And clearly, the economic costs of this whole thing are large.
For starters, Spaniards could retaliate by boycotting Catalan companies and goods, a blow to Catalonia's economy. Second, no one really knows whether an independent Catalonia would still be a part of the European Union that uses the euro. And, as Jimenez says, nationhood doesn't come cheap.
So you need to hire a bunch of border police. You need an army, you know, embassies all over the world. Man, we're talking a lot of money.
But that price tag doesn't dissuade separatists like Jordi Manya of the National Assembly of Catalonia.
A new nation, a new country is expensive, but it's a lower cost than the one we paid to continuing being Spanish.
In a breakup, he says, Catalonia would pay its fair share of Spain's mounting public debt, but he says it also deserves to keep many of the government buildings and other assets it's already paid for. In fact, Manya thinks Spain relies too much on Catalans. He says Spaniards will ultimately be better off without them.
I think that without our money, they probably have to be more conscious that they have to work to get money.
Of course, Catalan independence is about more than just money. The region has a distinct language and culture. That's proudly on display back at the bar, where soccer fans are draped in Catalan flags. But supporters of independence face a long, hard battle with the rest of Spain. A soccer game may not tell you much about politics, but in the match between Barcelona and Madrid, neither side was a winner. In Barcelona, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.